Welcome to the Daily News Summary for Thursday, October 22nd. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. There's so much breaking news right now. Let me mention up front, though, I will be live tweeting the debate tonight, assuming there is a debate. And you can follow me at brighteon.social. And that debate begins at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And before that, I'll be on the Pete Santilli Show at 7 p.m. Eastern, joining him for some commentary ahead of the debate. Now, a lot of news is breaking today about the Hunter Biden scandal. Zero Hedge has a story now that broke on the Federalist, actually, talking about a communist Chinese company transferred $5 million to a Delaware corporation owned by Hunter Biden. And this was said to be an interest-free loan to the Biden family, and then Hunter Biden distributed that money to Joe Biden over time. So this is international money laundering, fraud, corruption, criminality, treason, all of that, and it's happening right out in the open. The left-wing media refuses to cover anything on this story. ABC News says they won't cover it. It's a distraction, they say. NPR, they won't cover it. There's nothing to see here. Wikipedia has declared this to be a right-wing conspiracy theory, even though it's all backed up by facts, and also recipients of the emails from the Hunter Biden email queue have confirmed to Fox News that, yes, they got those emails, and another business partner has stepped forward today. This is covered on Fox, or I'm sorry, on Breitbart as well, who says, yes, he was in business with Hunter Biden, and Hunter was trying to use the company as his personal bank account, like an ATM. And everything that was going on was a giant scam. And that person has come forward now. So there are multiple people who have come forward. The left-wing media is committing treason against America by refusing to cover a major breaking evidence-based story exposing the corruption and criminality of a presidential candidate. And make no mistake, if the tables were turned and if this story were about Donald Trump Jr.'s laptop, and President Trump receiving kickbacks from China, oh my gosh, you know, the media would be all over it. There wouldn't be any comments about requiring evidence or, you know, it being a Russian conspiracy. No, it would be fact, according to the media, if it were hurting Trump. So that's what journalism has become. Now, today is not real journalism at all. It's just about whatever hurts Trump and whatever they can do to protect the Biden crime family. And that's it. So now, okay, in terms of news happening today, I posted this story last night. COVID-19 vaccine trial participant dies. And AstraZeneca, who ran the trial, is downplaying this death. And it turns out that they're continuing their medical experiments on the surviving humans in the trials. Who knows who else might die before this is over. So the death of someone in the trial didn't stop it. The mainstream media is falsely reporting that this person was part of the placebo group. But as I publish in my story, AstraZeneca says they can't release any information about individual trial participants because of laws and regulations regarding privacy. So the media is actually fabricating the excuse that this was someone who received the placebo. It's made up. In fact, we don't know that. And this was a healthy person because that's who they recruit. They try to recruit young, healthy people for these vaccine trials because they don't want any side effects to become obvious. Now, what happens when they take this vaccine that's tested on young, healthy people? And then they give it to billions of people around the world who are older, more compromised, suffering from other health conditions, have nutritional deficiencies. Yeah, people start dying in huge numbers, which is the plan, of course. That's the whole plan. So that's a major story. Also, mask police are now going to start patrolling for COVID violations in a New York town. This is the same town, Rockland, I think it is, where they were forcing vaccines on people, you know, a few months ago or a year ago, whenever it was. It was insane, like this vaccine medical tyranny SWAT team in this town in New York is run by some kind of lunatic left-wing tyrant. So now they're going to be running around and writing tickets for people who aren't wearing a mask, walking down the sidewalk or walking in a park or something. It's insane. This is the enslavement of humanity. And if you don't agree to be enslaved, you will be, well, cited for violations or just violated by the government itself. Heck, in Canada, they're building basically death camps. Okay, that's the same thing in Australia and New Zealand. They're building a bunch of death camps. Let's just be honest. They might call them isolation centers. Yeah, they're really death camps. I mean, this is like Nazi Germany. The whole, you know, gas ovens and everything, that infrastructure is being constructed right in front of our eyes. In nations all around the world, the gas ovens, or the equivalent of that, the incineration ovens are being built in countries all around the world. And people are just standing back and going, well, we must comply. We can't speak out against the government because you're sheeple. That's why. And you're going to get killed by the government. You're going to get exterminated. And the government's laughing too, because they just can't believe how easy it is to just corral a bunch of sheeple and lead them into their own death. Just mass suicide by obedience. It's insane. The globalists can't even believe it's so easy. They're probably asking themselves, why did we ever even try the Holocaust, you know, by force? Why did we ever try that? That was too much work. All right, let's just move on to another story here. The World Economic Forum is seeking to enslave Americans by replacing free market capitalism with a great reset to roll out global socialism. This is really key. This is part of the big picture of what's going on here. They're going to have a global economic reset, which means they're going to crush the fiat currencies that people have saved, which means they're going to crush everybody's life savings, essentially. So whatever you have in the bank in dollars will become worthless. Whatever you have invested in dollars will be worthless. The globalists will essentially just declare the dollar null and void. They'll abandon it. And anyone holding treasuries will lose them. You know, I mean, this isn't going to happen immediately. It'll happen at some point. So the key plan that I've been talking about for those of us who want to survive this is to transition out of fiat currency holdings into real physical things like gold, silver, land, ammunition, income-producing businesses, income-producing real estate that isn't subject to these insane lockdowns, you know, real estate that isn't in the jurisdiction of crazy left-wing lunatic governors and mayors and so on. But make no mistake, the global reset is coming, and it's going to be hard for people to survive. Many people will not. I mean, that's the whole point. This whole COVID thing is a planned extermination of humanity, as I mentioned yesterday. And so they do not plan for billions of people to survive. This is the great culling of humanity that you're watching, by the way. Okay. The Biden family, as you know, is mired in pedophilia, collusion, and corruption. There are more details coming out every day, and you can follow these details. I mean, the best place really is Brighton.social. It's uncensored. We've got now, I think, almost 14,000 members there, and people are posting breaking news all throughout the day. I'm using it as my number one news source now to even get stories and get tips to assign to my own staff. I mean, it's really amazing. And I'm posting things there sometimes a day before I'm getting them posted over on Natural News. So, you know, the format of published news stories on websites like Natural News, it's a slower format, even though it's more thorough, more detailed, but it's slower than the social media format, which you'll find at Brighteon.social. So sign up there if you're not already. Brighteon is Brighteon, Brighteon.social. Go there and sign up and join us, and you'll be able to get in on the breaking news as it's happening, often hours or sometimes a day before the public even hears about it. In other news today, we've got stories about how the FBI has to come clean about the corruption evidence and the possible child porn on Hunter Biden's laptop. That's according to Senator Johnson, Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, has said that. And Ted Cruz says that we've got to go after big tech because the tech giants think they have authority over what the press is allowed to report. We've also got a story about how Big Pharma is now recruiting innocent children as guinea pigs for coronavirus vaccine experiments because they need vaccines for children, even though, get this, you know, children have almost a zero risk of death from this. They know that the demographic of children is a very profitable target for them. So they want to vaccinate all children. So they need to have children sign up for this. You know, they need guinea pigs who are children. And that's what the current effort is all about. Even though people are starting to die from these vaccines, they got to have children signed up, you know, so they can get the FDA to rubber stamp all this. Okay. Pope Francis, as you know, has endorsed LGBT marriage in a new documentary film. So the Pope is all in with homosexuality now. That's remember, I've called Pope Francis a puppet of Satan. He's a Satanist. He's a demon creature. And there was a coup inside the Vatican to get him into place, by the way. The Vatican has been totally compromised. It's now an Antichrist organization. And Pope Francis is part of that. So the church has been completely corrupted and turned over to Satan. And this is true also in many Christian churches in the United States that are pushing LGBT agendas. And that's the key flag right there. If you have a church that's pushing transgenderism and the genital mutilation of children and a gay marriage as a biblical principle now, I mean, come on, give me a break. You know, that's not Christian, is it? No. The Bible actually means what it says. And you can't just have this, you know, scripture relativism all the time and reinterpret the Bible based on whatever lunatic left-wing, you know, concept is coming along today, including pedophilia. I mean, what's next? Is the Pope going to endorse pedophilia, like adults having sex with children, because that's what Democrats are doing now? So is that going to be next at the Vatican, which, by the way, is surrounded by walls to keep people out? Amazing. Okay, Google, this is Project Veritas, one of their executives now admitting that the search engine suppresses right-wing advertising, which means no conservatives are allowed to speak or advertise on Google. And fluoride exposure is linked to kidney and liver damage, according to new research. This was written up by Children's Health Defense, by the way, which is a great organization headed by Bobby Kennedy, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Let's see. Keith Olbermann calls for President Trump to receive the death penalty. Olbermann's lost his mind recently because he's infested with demons, just like Nancy Pelosi and many of these other leftists as well. And Mike Cernovich says it's time to declare big tech to be a terrorist organization and seize their servers and shut them down. Huh. Does that sound familiar? Yeah, because Cernovich agrees with me. I've been saying that for maybe a year or longer. It is time. Big tech is engaged in criminal collusion, corruption, cover-ups, censorship, all against America. These are efforts to defraud the United States, and it's time to seize those servers, shut them down, and arrest the CEOs of all the tech giants that have engaged in this coordinated collusion. And the way to do that, the best way to achieve that, is to vote for Trump, because Trump is now the only champion who is standing against the deep state, the big tech swamp, the media swamp, the intelligence community swamp, you know, the FBI, and so on. And by the way, hints are that Christopher Wray is out at the FBI right after the election. So I look forward to that. He should be arrested and charged with treason as well. So should Obama and Hillary, John Brennan, and others. But we got to give Trump a second term. And just as importantly, we have to win. We have to hold a majority in the Senate, which is imperiled at this point because there are so many Republican seats that are up for grabs. So if we lose the Senate, it's going to get bad. But if we hold the White House, you know, at least we have a firewall against some of the tyranny of the Senate. Although in the Senate, the Democrats will get rid of the filibuster and they will immediately push for statehood for Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C., and they will try to stack the Supreme Court if they think they can get away with it as well. So a lot of crazy things coming. Be sure to stay tuned every day. Read naturalnews.com. Check brighteon.com for more videos and interviews and so on. And then also read brighteon.social for the breaking news. So thank you for tuning in. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Be safe. God bless America.